إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. غنيت مكة أهلها الصيدا، والعيد يملأ أضلعي عيدا، فرحوا فلألأ تحت كل سما، بيت على بيت الهدى زيدا، وعلى اسم رب العالمين على بنيانه كالشهب ممدودا. يا قارئ القرآن صل لهم أهلي هناك وطيب البيدا، من راكع ويداه آنستا أن ليس يبقى الباب موصودا، أنا أينما صلى الأنام رأت عين السماء تفتحت جودا، لو رملة هتفت بمبدعها شجوا لكنت لشجوها عودا. Happiness, dear brothers and sisters, is a human instinct, and it is close to people, young and old, males and females. Happiness is a way for productivity. Happiness is a feeling that can help, by the will of Allah, to enjoy the good aspects of life. Happiness leads to gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a Muslim should be happy even with small things. Aisha radiallahu anh, our mother, was happy to watch the game in the masjid al-Habasha while performing a type of game, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was helping her to watch over his shoulder, as in al-Bukhari and Muslim. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu anh entered the house of Aisha, the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she had two young girls singing, chanting, he said, he was very angry, and he said, the flute of shaitan at the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told him, Ya Aba Bakr, إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. For every people there is a time for rejoice, and this is our Eid. This is the time we rejoice, as in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In Al-Jahiliyyah, the Arabs had days that they rejoiced. They celebrated, they had feasts. Islam did not come to forbid happiness, but Islam came with an alternative way of being happy. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أبدلكم الله بعيدي بهما بعيدي الفطر والأضحى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced these celebrations that used to be at the time of ignorance. And indeed, there were things that are unlawful done during these celebrations. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah replaced you with Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So happiness was kept, and the activities that disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were replaced with activities of worship, activities of gratefulness, activities of lawful enjoyment to the old and young. Indeed, dear brothers and sisters, these are the days of happiness. Today is the first day of At-Tashriq. And it is still the continuation of the rituals of Hajj. We celebrate by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sacrificing the livestock, the sheep and cows and so on, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying its meat and distributing it to the friends, neighbors, relatives, and poor and needy, just as the same. Although fasting the day of Arafah is very strongly recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and indeed the days before that from the first of Dhul Hijjah, but fasting the day of Eid, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, is forbidden. So the same as fasting the days of Tashriq, the 11th, 12th and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. So as people, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أيام أكل وشرب وذكر لله سبحانه وتعالى. These are days of eating and drinking lawfully and mentioning and remembering Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Being clothed, very well clothed and very well fed during these days is in accordance with Sunnah. In Eid al-Fitr also, the Muslims pay Zakat al-Fitr so as to introduce even more happiness into the hearts of poor and needy. There are two types of happiness. One that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, and the other type is indeed recommended in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in Surah Al-Qasas, لا تفرح, that when the people, when Qarun went out and showed off his wealth, then people, they said to him, لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. Rejoice not. Why? Rejoice not. Verily Allah likes not those who exalt. That is because his rich, being rich, was based upon greed, transgression. It was based upon haram. It was based upon people's money, and not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not referencing the wealth he had to Allah. Indeed, he said, إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I earned the money with my own knowledge. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَمْرَحُونَ. That was because you had been exalting in earth without any right, that is by worshipping others beside Allah and committing crimes and sins and transgressing upon other human beings, and that you used to rejoice extremely in your errors, that is sins. Going beyond the limits being excessive is what is not recommended. And also achieving rejoice and happiness by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the element that is forbidden in Islam. Again, I remind you, rejoicing, being happy is indeed something that Islam recommends, and the days of Eid are indeed to reset our emotions so as we link with our rituals, with our ibadah, and being happy that we have achieved what we have achieved. Being happy by being excessive, transgressive against the boundaries of Allah is indeed the happiness that is not recommended in Islam. Also, being excessive in the way to achieve happiness, beside being earned through unlawful means, it ends up with a reverse effect by falling into perhaps depression or being sad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a happy person. He used to be happy in Mecca and in Al-Madinah. He used to be happy during battle, before and after as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recommend for his companions and teach them how to be happy during the time of Eid, and to find ways to lift off the burdens of life during these happy days. It was never, if you look into the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, it was never a time that the death of someone or a sad occasion was made into an occasion. If someone dies, then it is dealt with there and then. His family is supported and so on and so forth. There is even a limit to how long someone can be sad by the loss of someone. Apart from the woman who loses her husband and she is in mourning for 4 months and 10 days, it is not allowed beyond 3 days to mourn others. Otherwise our lives will be turned into sadness. And you'll see that in other religions, and indeed in extreme ways, people celebrate the death of so and so, the death of so and so, and that is indeed not Islam. The Prophet ﷺ never celebrated the death of anyone. The death is dealt with there and then, and that's and you support those who are affected, and people have the right to be sad. That is indeed, as well as the Prophet ﷺ, when he lost his son, he had tears and he was sad, and they said, O Prophet of Allah, did you not told us not to do that? He said, "Al-qalbu yahzan wal-aynu tadma' wala naqulu illa ma yurdi rabbana." The sadness is in the heart, and the eye sheds tears, but we only say and indeed do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Islam realizes the feelings and emotions of people. Islam does not in any way suppress them, but expressing sadness by shouting and tearing the clothes and hitting the cheeks is indeed what Islam made it extremely unlawful. Moderation in happiness and laughing is something which is very much recommended in Islam. The Prophet ﷺ was reported to have smiled until his teeth showed, as in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. And he used to if you like, try to be happy with his companions. Throw some comments to make them happy, as in the case of woman who came and she was an old woman, and he said, old people do not enter Jannah. And she went crying, and he said, they do not enter Jannah because they will be young and they will have youth. They will not be old. And in other occasions, the Prophet ﷺ had that humor, but he always told the truth. He always said something which is educational, something that made people happy, but also they learned something from what he told them. Some of the Prophet's companion was specialist in joking and practical jokes and so on. And you can to really enter happiness into the hearts of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim wa Sunan Abi Dawood wa Sunan An-Nisa'i wal Mustadrak. To combine between being happy and also to be serious about life. Some people, they joke their way into life because they know that they do not want to pull their weight. Please, can you come forward and make some spaces to your brothers? Jazakumullah khairan. The basis of life is really to balance between being hardworking and being serious in ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and working throughout this life, and also to be happy. Being depressed and sad does not help anyone, dear brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy therein, let them rejoice. That is better than what they amass. A Muslim should be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him that perfect creation above all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the sons of Adam, the children of Adam, and carried them in on land and on sea, and gave them from His bounties, and made them above a lot of His, many of His creation. We should be happy for that. We should be happy for the Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to. Being within those who say, La ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, is the greatest ni'mah you can imagine. You should be very happy. You should not let the harsh incidents that you pass through, whether as a pupil or a student or a professional or a father or a mother for that case, to let you down. It does not help you. You should pull through with courage, hard working, and trying to find the spots and the glimpses of happiness in your life to continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dhikr, to make ibadah, to do your hard work, to look after your children, to look after your wife, and for to look after your husband, and so on and so forth. You should be happy to be healthy. You should be happy to have a family, a wife and children. You should be happy to have friends around you. You should be happy to have your parents with you, looking after them and indeed seeking the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think you will not be able to count the many things that can make you happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you are happy, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you. If you are grateful, I shall increase you. You should be happy with the mercy of Allah. You should be happy with the knowledge of Islam you have. You should be happy with the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and protected from any alteration until the day of judgment. All these things, dear brothers and sisters, should remind us of happiness, rejoice. The days of Eid is really to put us back where we should belong in terms of rejoice, happiness, and receiving life with an open heart. There should be no sadness in our hearts as Muslims. We may lose a dear one, we may lose something precious, but ultimately we should be patient, we should be happy that the Prophet ﷺ said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءَ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءَ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Everything about the believer is good for him or her. If the believer is given a bounty, something good, he is or she is grateful and thankful to Allah, and Allah shall reward him and increase him. And if, on the other hand, hit by a tragedy or sadness or loss in life or earnings, then that person, that believer, is a patient believer. He understands that the treasures of heavens and earth are in the hands of Allah. And this is nothing. And what Allah gives can take. Then that the believer is a patient one, and Allah shall reward the believer. These days, dear brothers and sisters, should make us happy, should make us reset our emotions, be satisfied with what we have, and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. If you look at the ummah, you will find that there are a lot of shortcomings, there are a lot of turmoils, there are a lot of hardships, poor and needy, refugees here and there, killings and so on. Of course, anyone with heart should move. Nevertheless, the movement should be towards being positive, to do something positive, not just to let yourself down and be sad and go to a corner and cry. It does not help anyone. If I come to you and I said, look brother, I need you, I have this problem or the other, and then I tell you my problem, and then you start crying, alhamdulillah, I feel that you are responding to me, that's not bad. Then you go to a corner and you go home and then you start crying for a week. And you give me nothing. You come not to my aid. It does not help me. If you think that you are moved with the situations of your brothers and sisters elsewhere in the world, do something about it. Yes, you need the heart. but also you need the hands and the mind and the tongue and the legs to move about, to offer that help. What I'm trying to say, that we should not turn the occasions of happiness into mourning, but we need to be positive about solving our own problems, being positive, looking forward, stretching our hands to help others. Our ummah is going through a hard labor, a lot of pain, a lot of darkness, but then hard labor comes with a baby, boy or girl, a new life, a young life, something that can, by the will of Allah, bring happiness to your hearts for a long time. A dark night shall indefinitely be followed by the dawn and sunrise. You should believe in that. But to believe more, you should be a contributor to the solution of the problems. Every individual will have the ability. Some may have hearts and tongues with dua. Some will have the financial ability. Some will have the ability to move around and tell people. Some will have the ability, the technological ability to reach the masses, and so on. You will always be able to do something about it. One example is Al-Quds, for example. We are celebrating the Eid of Al-Hajj, and the only three masjids in the world that the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد المسجد الحرام والمسجد الأقصى ومسجد هذا. You should not embark on a journey to reach any masjid but these three masjid. Mecca, the one المسجد الحرام in Mecca, المسجد الأقصى in Al-Quds, and the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. So Al-Masjid Al-Haram, while we are performing Hajj these days, is very much linked with Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa under huge attack. And it has been for decades trying to evacuate its own people by putting them under pressure, by attacking their businesses, not allowing them to modify their houses, and so on, expelling them out. And now they are going inside the masjid, storming into the masjid, as they did before. It's not the first time. And they're trying to achieve a time sharing, as they try to achieve geographical sharing. We need to be aware of that, dear brothers and sisters. Think, if Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was demolished today, what are you going to do? Go to a corner and cry? It will not help, I'm sorry. Do it today, before tomorrow. Whatever you can do it today. If you can embark on a journey to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, do so. If you can help your brothers and sisters to have a strong position there, financially and by media and all other means, please do so. At the end of my khutbah, I just remind you, if you want to prolong your happiness, you should link your life to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will not be happy if you don't pray five times a day. Do not kid yourself. You will not be happy if you transgress upon the boundary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do what you shouldn't be doing, and we know what we shouldn't be doing, you can prolong your happiness by making dhikr, by being good, by being charitable to the poor and needy, by being good to your parents, to your neighbors, indeed to your children, and to your wife, and to your husbands. I don't see sisters because of the, I think, the limitation of the space. But I'm sure the message will get to them by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue to do good deeds, dear brothers and sisters, and do not forget your brothers and sisters across the world, in Syria, in Palestine, in Africa, in China, in Myanmar, and in other places. Help, help, help. That should make you a very happy person, a very happy Muslim. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم انصر إخواننا في بيت المقدس وفي أكناف بيت المقدس. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا وانصر إخواننا المظلومين في العراق. اللهم اظلمهم في اللهم اغفر لهم وانصرهم في مصر وفي المغرب وفي الجزائر وفي ماليزيا وفي باكستان والهند وفوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. اللهم ارحم موتى الحجاج الذين قضوا. اللهم ارحمهم وتقبلهم. اللهم ابعثهم ملبينا مكبرين يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.